With a look at Arkansas business news, I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Arkansas's unemployment rate moved lower in January compared to a year ago, as the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported 367 of the county's 372 metropolitan areas witnessed declines. The Fayetteville-Springdale-Rogers metro area enjoyed the lowest unemployment rate at 5.9%, followed by the Little Rock-North Little Rock-Conway metro at 7.1%. Highline Technical Innovations announced the commencement of a U.S. Army Program Management Mobile Electric Power Funded Evaluation of Alternative Hydrogen Solutions High Impact Unit. The Department of Defense is interested in the potential of hydrogen to reduce the emissions of diesel exhaust particulates while improving fuel consumption and engine performance. As a result, the DoD has agreed to fund a testing program to assess the high-impact unit's effect on mobile diesel generators with particular interest and emphasis on emissions reduction. And Standard & Poor's Rating Services revised its outlook on Dillard's Incorporated to positive from stable, affirming all ratings on the company, including the BB+ corporate credit rating. The outlook revision reflects performance over the past year that was generally in line with S&P's expectations and their view that the company will demonstrate further gains over the next 12 to 18 months. That's a look at Arkansas business news. I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Have a great week.